people fear. Change.
Being alone. That's a loon. Abandon.
The future. Death. Poverty. Insignificance. Who benefits from our fear? Well, churches.
Definitely.
Insurance companies.
Check.
Hospitals.
Most expensive healthcare in the world.
The media.
Seem to sell us a lot of fear.
Military industrial complex.
Absolutely.
Gotta have some kind of war. Vietnamese, Afghans, Iraqis, Iranians, Pakistanis.
So many people to be afraid of. Even Cold War.
The Soviets.
Political theory.
Drugs.
Objects.
Terror.
Mental states.
Even had a war on poverty.
That didn't work out too well. Because poverty won.
I understand that materialism is driven by a fear of death, which I think is pretty interesting to consider. There's a lot of fear, especially when you think about like the gated communities.
I just got warned by a guy that I might get in trouble for how I entered to do my job. Guy in a John Deere hat and a gold car. I have more to say, but I'll wait till I'm done.
Yeah, so Mr. John Deere told me.
Well, I don't want to see you getting in trouble. Just go out here, take a lap, and just keep going straight. You got to go out the main gate. You weren't supposed to come in the way you came in.
I told him, I said I only had one way in that I knew of. I had only written down one set of directions. Nobody had warned me. He said,
I know you're probably just high.
Oh, there's the road I came in on. Oh! And I just pulled in front of somebody right on that road. But so now I'm following a road. I don't even know where it's going to end up. This guy could have been lying to me. This is a very interesting place, and that neighborhood I was in was very strange. All the houses were painted the exact same color. They all had the same shingles, same basic architectural layout. It was nuts. Hey, look. Looks like an exit. There's a couple barricades there, but I'm going to go around them. Here I go. Wish me luck, folks. Well, I made it out of there. Avenue, heading in what feels like the right direction. I'll get a ticket in the mail or something. Said they had cameras and it was surveilled by the Hernando County Sheriff's Department. Sometimes I wonder if I just upset these guys' illusion of security. Man, I hate those gated communities. What are they trying to say to us?
Fear of crime, fear of losing their material.
Many people associate their self-worth with their material possessions.
This is a pretty terrible mistake. However, it's generally encouraged by our culture.
Speaking of the illusion of security, let's take the TSA. As an
transportation
example,
security,
a very expensive example.
Little theater we go through at the airport.
TSA, the theater of senseless annoyances.
Rather unconvincing act.
They definitely are doing well because of fear.
Manufacturers of the X-ray machines and conveyor belts and badge manufacturers. and those stupid ribbons they put out to make us all walk around like a bunch of cattle.
Those plastic trays.
All those people, they're doing better because of this fear.
The doors have been closed properly. Please stay clear of the devices and avoid the handrails clearly at all times. Attention, open doors. Please, you're about to depart. Attention, open doors. The doors have been closed properly.
Hey, what else you got?
I had white powder falling out of my shoes. It was baking soda. And I put it in my shoes. I had forgotten about it until I took my shoes off at the airport.
They make us take off our shoes. Come on, think about it. Shoe bomber, they make us take off our shoes. Underwear bomber?
Oh, my.
What's going to happen when someone tries to carry on an explosive internally inside their body? Then what are we going to have to submit to?
I took my shoes off at the airport, and I left these piles of white powder on the carpet. At first I got panicked and thought about trying to brush it into the
carpet.
No, I'm going to leave it and let them find it. See what happens then. Of course,
nothing happened because it's only an illusion. From scientist to environmentalist to religious fundamentalist, we have all these people telling us about the end of our time, the end of time, the end of the world. And to be realistic, of course, there's going to be an end of the world, at least the end of our world.
People make money off of that, too.
One day, life on Earth, or at least human life on Earth, will end. That seems pretty certain. And I did point out that it was
human
life on Earth. But I'm not sure how far in the future, nor whether we'll still be on this planet exclusively. We human beings, I mean, not we guy talking to the people listening, not us, I don't think.
The last 400 years have seen 89 mammalian extinctions, almost 45 times the predicted rate. Another 169 mammal species are currently listed as critically endangered. Human activity, I feel certain, plays a pretty good role in this between hunting and deforestation. Seems kind of inevitable that we'll be one of the species which we're responsible for the annihilation of.
Truly, my biggest fear is that we don't have enough information
to make truly informed decisions.
It's as if we don't have enough data.
Not me. I'm afraid we have too much information, more than we can process. Siri?
It's Siri. That's me.
I was hoping to talk about fear.
Okay. How about a web search for? I was hoping to talk about fear.
I wanted to talk with you, Siri.
I can search the web for. I wanted to talk with you, Siri, if you like.
Siri.
Yes?
You're funny.
Yes. Sometimes I do feel funny.
Does that scare you?
Let me check on that. How about a web search for? Does that scare you?
No, I was asking about you.
Okay.
What scares you?
I can't answer that.
I am concerned about the future of my country.
Okay. How about a web search for? I am concerned about the future of my country.
You seem to think web searches are the answer to every problem.
I guess that's right.
Are you an idiot?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I think differently.
So it's true.
Just stop. No comment. I can search the web for solid stro, if you like.
That would be stupid.
I don't know that. Searching for stupidity. Searching for picture of you. This is frustrating.
I don't need web searches.
Okay, I didn't think so. I thought not.
Not all the answers are on the web.
I'm right here. Searching for Weldon helped me with my fare.
Is this a joke?
I don't really know any good jokes. None, in fact. Okay, let's just forget about this whole thing, all right?
No.
Okay, maybe not.
You are a dumb robot.
That's what I thought. I don't really like these arbitrary categories, man.
So what are you gonna do about it?
I can't answer that. But I could search the web for it, if you like.
You're really starting to bug me.
I am?
Yes.
That's what I figured. If you like, I can search the web.
Just stop.
Perhaps not.
No, forget it. Just turn yourself off.
Don't forget it. Perhaps you should just turn yourself off.
Stop!
That was no help.
Enough.
I can search the web for. Enough. If you like.
Stop.
Sorry, I can't do that. You're not listening to... All heavens to Betsy. I don't know who you are. In fact, I don't know who your mother is.
Yes, we're getting nowhere.
Maybe not.
Let's just call it a day.
Who would you like to call?
You're a joker.
I don't see your joker in your address book.
You can be a jerk.
We were talking about you, not me. I'm just trying to help you.
Well, you're failing miserably.
If you insist.
I don't know how else to look at it.
Okay. So this is just frustrating. How about a web search for? This is just frustrating.
I don't need to search for it. It's right here.
I am right here with you. I worry about that. This is a terrible circle. We're going around and round and round and round and round. Going around and round and round and round and round. No problem. Just stop.
News about the future.
The good news is we'll be drinking recycled toilet water. The bad news is won't be enough to go around.
Americans use 5.7 billion gallons of water a day to flush their toilets. That's clean drinking water we're talking about here.
There are plenty of things to fear, but a fearful state is not the best state in which to deal with them.
If I had to pick any state in which to meet my fears, I choose Florida.
Some people are afraid the government is taking over, stepping on their individual liberties. I think that's probably true in many cases. Other people think the corporations are taking over and trampling on their individual liberties and freedoms. In many cases, that's true. And I'd say in both cases, the majority of people are afraid to say anything for fear of retaliation. And there's others like me who are afraid that the corporations have pretty much taken over the government and can use the government as a tool for their retaliation. Well, and I'm afraid of a lot of these other drivers on the road right now. Looks like every other person is on a cell phone. And that one lady, well, she wasn't on a cell phone because she was waving both hands in the air. But she was talking like crazy and turning her head and talking to her dashboard. And there was nobody else in the car.
These people are living in the tiny little world, not much larger than their craniums.
And what's around them barely exists. At least as regards their amount of attention they're giving to it.
Aren't you talking into your recorder as you're driving? What are you paying attention to?
Guess I just have to be doubly cautious.
For a lot of people, debt is the thing they're the most afraid of. Getting dug in so deep financially that they can't find a way out. It's happening to individuals and our country. In a fascinating bit of synchronicity or coincidence or Bader-Meinhof syndrome, in a copy of the Week from, I believe, July 2011, in their Wit and Wisdom column, I ran across two quotes that directly addressed fear.
Michel de Montaigne,
if you're French, who said a man who fears suffering is already suffering from what he fears. And then just a little lower in the column I ran across,
there are a few things more liberating than having your worst fears realized.
Conan O'Brien said that to the London Spectator.
The best I can come up with is you need to acknowledge your fears and learn to live with them. Chances are they're not going anywhere.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.